Hello.
Hello, hi, Alejandro.
Yes.
Alejandro, how are you doing? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our national and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask for a donation. Okay, Alejandro?
Sorry, what was that again? Sorry, I didn't get you.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Oh, sorry again. Okay, yeah. You're good? Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Alejandro, yes. Now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? How long have you been in the union for the...
In the union, I've been there, I believe, for 4 years. Four or five years.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Plasters, cement mason, tile setters, tile or marble finisher, PCC restoration, refractory bricklayer, marble mason, stone mason, terrazzo mechanical finisher, mason helper.
Terrazzo finisher. Terrazzo finisher.
Thank you. Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, an apprentice, finisher or helper, or an improver?
A finisher.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Actually none. I've been working.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
The same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Actually, a little bit more.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you. I think more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months. Do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, by the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think more.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Hopefully better.
Okay, thank you. I'm switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site. Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat call, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
Falling hazard.
What is it?
Falling objects.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
In person.
Thank you. which, and for each of the funds, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, union organizing, yes or no?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And in the last 12 months, I opened a local union representative visitor project that you worked on regularly, occasionally, or never?
Personally.
I'm sorry?
Regular.
Okay. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read you six of them, and we're going to put in an order, okay? From the first one to the last one, radio, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, the internet or social media, cable news. Which one is the one that you get, the first one, most of your news, or the top one?
Social media.
Okay. And then the next and that's first. The second one, radio, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, cable news.
Cable news.
And the next one is radio, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers.
Radio.
Thank you. And the next one is local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers.
Friends and neighbors.
Thank you. And the two left is that local TV news programming, print or online newspapers.
Print or online newspapers.
Okay, so the last one would be local TV news programming, okay? Okay, here we go. Okay. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, healthcare, support for labor unions, foreign policy, jobs, and the economy, education, immigration, or something else?
Health.
Okay. And as you may know, BAC, BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen or heard or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not so important, not important at all, that federal elected officials support this?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Who do you think supports it more, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I think the Republican.
The Republican Party?
Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as being the president overall. Approve or disapprove?
Disapproval.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And healthcare, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Support for labor unions, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Immigration, approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Sony or from what? Man, he hang up. Thank you, man. Oh man.